Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Ladies and gentlemen, 104.9 Sunshine FM is proud to promote local talent here on the Sunshine Coast. With this edition of Sunday Showcase, here's your host, Greg McCosker.
Thank you and welcome to another edition of Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. We love to bring you so many great artists from here on the Sunshine Coast, and this week we have no exception. We have a wonderful talent by the name of David Flower, and he's here in the studio with me. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to be here up at Butterham.
Yeah, good to have you, mate. Now, look, I've heard of you around the traps. I actually haven't heard you play or listened to any of your music until just recently, but love your voice, mate. You're a Warwick boy originally, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, born in Warwick, a little time out in Roma. My father was a auctioneer in the Australian estates, which I think is where I get my projection from in my voice. But he can't sing a tune. All he loves is Tom Jones. He tries.
Oh, he loves his Tom Jones. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, you don't sound like Tom Jones.
Sometimes.
When did you have a love for singing very early on in the piece?
Yeah, it wasn't until about probably grade 10 when I started to get the old garage band going. And you know, we're still going, actually. My schoolmates, we're still planning on putting that rock and roll album out. I broke up with my first girlfriend way back, and I rang my mate who was on Lindeman Island. I said, get me out of here. And he said, I've got a kitchen hand job for you. I said, I'll take it. So I took off from Brisbane up to Lindeman Island, and two or three paychecks later, I went to Mackay and bought myself a new guitar, an amplifier, an acoustic guitar. And I got a few lessons off the resident musicians there, and they let me get up and sing a few songs to the guests, which one, my first song, I think, was Rocket Raccoon by by Beatles, and I got a few sympathy claps. That was enough for me. I said, oh, maybe I'm good at this, actually. And so I just went on from there, and then, about 10, 15 years later, I've done four or five island residencies myself, and released three albums, and you know, had some highlights, some lowlights, and as you do in the music industry.
Well, we'll find out a little bit more about you in a moment, but I'd like to play some of your music. And I know you've got a couple of CDs here. There's a self-titled album and another one called Happy Gone Missing, and we'll play some tracks from those. But first up, you're going to give us a couple of songs live. This is David Flower, my guest on Sunday Showcase today, and the first song we're going to hear from David is Carry the Weight.
He wakes, she's already up packing on her way. She loves him but she ain't staying. Surely is a good heartbreak. He's old enough to know, barely had the chance to grow. We saw it out at the station to go half a year to finally get the courage to go up and ask her. He was traveling all fine, had all the freedom and all of the time. His heart was open, willing, loving and kind. Sure was a good find. Tried too hard, hey, when others played the cards. They left a fool, hurt and heartbroken. It's only the first. She and all the others soon followed. And they carried the weight of his good heartbreak. They carried the weight, carried the weight of his good heartbreak. Thank you.
prays for love with no baggage in tow. They choose the carousel, watch it go round and round for the minefield, paranoia and illusion. Confused, he tries to find the truth, makes himself look like a goose. She stands firm, she says, you are the one. Cannot see the gift that stands before you. She said, go, carry your weight. Your weight of your good heartbreak, she said. Carry your weight. Carry your weight of your good heartbreak. Carry your weight of your good heartbreak. Carry away, carry away, and occupies his mind. It occupies his mind. Hey you, why are you looking so sad? Come up here on the rooftop, look at the world outside and bring the guitar and let's hear what you were made of. And the bats flew over to a Seaforth Island, they blackened the sky, and he sang his song loud and proud, the loved one lost and now remembered. I guess it just travels on. Got all the freedom and all of the time. His heart now open, willing, loving, kind. Somewhere back there, deep in the corners of his mind. I guess she never really left him at all. She occupies his mind. Is mine. She occupies
mine. My guest in the studio, David Flower. David, that was fantastic. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song, Carry the Weight?
Carry the Weight. It's one of those late night ones when you come home from a night out and you're all philosophical and thinking reflections and about ex-girlfriends. I suppose it's a very personal song, and it's also one that's just the message I'm trying to get across is that, you know, when you go into a new relationship, a lot of people do carry the weight or the baggage
from previous experiences.
All the way, like your very first girlfriend, you could be, you know, 25 years later, you could be still hanging on to some things that, and I don't know, it's just, I try to pull it out through that song, but it's...
Yeah, well, I think you've done a great job. It's a fabulous song. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about your recent history? You're obviously living here on the Sunshine Coast.
I have for about 20 years,
yeah. And you're well entrenched in the music scene here, and in fact, you've got a bit of a mission at the moment with Perugian Beach, haven't you? You're getting some live music happening up there.
Yes, the creative zone of the Perugian Beach, yes. I was one of the very early Perugian Originals artists that got up there on the stage in the middle of the in the town square there.
Yeah.
The stage is now gone. It's now in the park across the road, but it was definitely a singer-songwriter forum. But back in the day with Jay Bischoff and Paul Fogarty, myself and heaps of other musicians, because let's face it, Sunshine Coast does have a lot of amazing musicians on the coast. It's very hard to find work for us all, really. So that's
one of the main issues, isn't it? Similar everywhere, but certainly up here, because there's so much talent and not enough places to hear it.
Yeah, well, that's growing, actually. Of course, we've got all sorts of places now. But the Perugian Beach Hotel, I went and had a meeting with them, and I said, I want to make this an original music venue for Friday nights. And it's growing. It's getting really, really popular now. And we're playing there very soon. After we come back from our little festival run, we're just about to go up and play Tablelands Festival up in Cairns, and then come back down through Early Beach Music Festival, which will be our second Early Beach Music Festival.
Fantastic. So people will be able to see you at the Bridgend Beach Hotel.
Bridgend Beach Hotel, and also the Yacht Club in Mooloolaba. Yeah. They're doing original music too.
We're doing
a great one on the 29th of November, which is called Yacht Stock.
Yeah.
Myself and legend from Brisbane, John Malcolm.
Okay, yeah.
And Chris Flaskus.
They have a great live scene there too. One of a good mate of mine, Tim Gaves, was there recently.
At the Yacht Club. Well, I got the phone call from them about a year ago, and she was determined that she didn't want covers in there. She wanted to put on stage and show the coast just how much talent there is.
Yeah, well, that's great when they support local talent. That's what we're trying to do here. Now, one of the tracks that people can hear you play at your live gigs is another song of yours. You do mainly original, in fact, almost all original music of your own. And this track that you're going to play for us live is called Experience.
Scratches, turn scars in my head. Excuses and alibis have I heard or read? When you hear the wail of innocence, that you don't go all the way. That's not what the kids say. Makes me want to pick up the slack and simply pull away. I say, that feeds my heart, weary and weary, believe me when I tell you, sometimes you know it gets quite scary. Follow your guts and crazy symbolisms, keep stating that I'm leaving over mine is wide, and over time, you keep telling me, oh, experience, yes, means nothing, that's what she said, timing, well, that counts for everything. You keep pulling on, so baby, no heartstrings. Oh, and back we go over, oh, over again.
Emotions,
and I'm forced to continue playing. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, forget. Timing counts for everything. You keep pulling on a baby, the heartstrings. Keep pulling on a baby, the heartstrings. Oh, and over and over and over and over we go, and back we go over again.
And that was David Flower, my guest in the studio with Experience. Now, David, we're going to play a couple of songs from your CDs, and this particular song is called Ride My Wave. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Ride My Wave. It was written all to do with going surfing on the Noosa Points and paddling around and getting nothing but a cold while everyone was taking waves. And
okay, it says
it
all.
I'm a bit of a surfer, but I'm not the best surfer, but I love to get out there. That's my fitness.
Yep.
And luckily for this song, it got picked up by the Sunshine Coast Tourism Council, and they used it for their whole campaign, which went worldwide.
Oh, brilliant.
All through 11 and 12 and a bit of 13.
Did you get some feedback from that?
I got some great feedback from that. In fact, ABC Radio continue to play that song whenever they, particularly up north. We have a big festival presence up north. Mm-hmm. And, they gave me a fair bit of cash, and that pretty much funded my next album, Happy Gone Missing, which is a great thing. And it's still one of my biggest live songs.
Okay.
Ride My Wave, everyone screams for it, which is great.
Okay, well, here on Sunshine FM, we're certainly into the local talent, and you're part of that scene. So this is David Flower with Ride My Wave.
Everybody wants to ride my way. On the way to the shore, kick up for another one. You don't need my wave no more. It's a rolling coastal ride, arriving just in time for high tide. Oh, times change. Everybody wants to ride my way. Oh, yeah. Everything that we all admire, and they line up from the earth to the blue, just to get a little bit closer to you. And out into the open water, waiting for my set to roll on through. I'm paddling round and round in circles now. Suddenly, and there you go, dropping into right. Subtly change pushes you slowly out of range, and just as my rope wave comes through, I gotta stop what I'm doing to come and rescue you. It's a rolling coastal ride, arriving just in time for high tide. Oh, times have changed. Come on, everybody, ride my way. Ride my way. Come on, everybody, ride my way.
David Flower with Ride My Wave. David, got another track here of yours too, Jamila. Now, this is on one of your albums as well.
Yeah, that is, that's right. It's on my latest album, Happy Gone Missing.
Great.
And Jamila is one of those songs where I got flown down to Sydney by a new friend of mine, and he wanted me to write a song about his little daughter who's 3 years old, and her name is Jamila. So we all travelled up to the Blue Mountains, and we spent the whole weekend and watched little Jamila jump around like a little crazy dancer, and we got the butcher paper out, and we wrote this beautiful song, Jamila, and again, it's ended up being one of my biggest live festival songs because it just gets everyone jumping. It's got a little bit of that African influence in it.
Your friend must have been blown away because it's a great song. We're going to have a listen now.
Thanks, mate.
Jamila.
Comes another beautiful song, shaking up on the Milky Way with the essence of vanilla. Feeling sweeping over me, it's a feeling that we've got. It's Jamila, feeling sweeping over me, Jamila. Feeling that we've got, it's Jamila. Feeling coming over me, it's Jamila. Feeling that I've got you. Now what's it look you're playing with me now, displaying your emotion, go on, express your superpowers. But didn't I just notice you get a little wise, you totally electrified your real life. Why, but here she comes again with a couple of cookies in her hand. She blows me a kiss, oh, but she's straight back out again. And then we hear her hum, we all start a brand new jam. Come on, hey, what's out there? I know, you've been out there many times, you know where I wanna go, you know we're all delighted to let the feeling show. It's like singing at the peak of full moon with the stars all hanging with you. Out of nowhere you hear a hum, here comes another beautiful song, shaking up on the Milky Way with the essence of vanilla. Feeling sweeping over us is a feeling that we've got, it's Jamila, feeling sweeping over.
Feeling that I've got you. Come on. Hey. The feeling that
was great. That's David Flower. That was fantastic, David. Now, you're also playing, I believe, at the Coffee Cat in Caloundra and also with someone else that we've had on the show, Solar. Is that right?
Solar, that's right, yes. Yeah. Sunday the 15th of November, just after we get back from those two festivals, we come back to a nice little solo show. Great venue, like particularly if the weather's fantastic.
Yeah,
We did a fringing event there at the Caloundra Music Festival that I recently played at, which was a major success. Oh, you should have been there. It was awesome. Everyone was there. The whole world was there, it felt like. But, we did the fringing festival down at the Coffee Cat, and we had all these artists come and play, and one of them was Sola, and I met her. And
Sola's fantastic. Well, that's worth seeing, David Flower and Sola together.
Yeah, it starts, yeah. I think she's doing the morning shift, was 11 till 2, and I'm doing probably 3 till 5 or
at
something.
At the Coffee Cat. Yeah, what date was it?
The 15th of November at Kings Beach. And then, of course, I'll be at the Mooloolabah. Back at the Pridgeon Beach Hotel on the 27th.
Okay.
And then we're doing the yacht stock at the yacht club in Mooloolabah on the 29th.
Great, fantastic. Mm. We're just going to take a short break. My guest, David Flower, will be back in just a moment.
Cricks Honda have out of this world offers with jazzed up deals on 28 discounted Jazz demos available now. Demonstrate a Honda Jazz VTI S Auto from just $19,888 drive away. Demonstrate a Honda City VTI Auto from just $18,888 drive away. Demonstrate a Jazz Manual from just $15,888 drive away. Plus, there are over 20 Honda City demonstrators all priced to sell. With deals like this, we'll need to keep it pretty quiet. So quiet, you could hear a hybrid car stall. Cricks Honda Kunda Park. Drive away happy.
Our sponsor. Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase here on 104.9 Sunshine FM. My name's Greg McCosker and I have a guest in the studio, a great local talent by the name of David Flower. Now, David, we're going to play one more of your songs before you go. You also, just to let people know where they can track you down, of course, you're on Facebook.
I am on Facebook. It's David Flower Music. Or you can just go to my website, davidflowermusic.com.au, and that'll send you to those places. But I appreciate a like out there if you want to.
Everyone get on there and like David Flower Music.
That'd be awesome.
Fantastic. Well, look, thanks so much for coming in, David.
It's
I really appreciate it. Great to meet you.
Pleasure.
And we're just going to play one more of your songs before you go, and that's called Namisha, and that's also on your Happy Go Missing album. So, David, thanks so much, mate. Really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Greg. Lovely to meet you too, and keep supporting live music, live original music out there, folks, because there's plenty of us out there and we're all Sunshine Coasters. And
yeah, exactly. We're all on the same plane. All right, mate. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is David Flower with Namisha. I tell you
who's arrived, real life Namisha. I wish you could see her. She's right in front of me. She's a hope, a dream, I think the world's been a place, now she's here. She's soaking up the love that's pouring out of me. She's sweet and fair, she represents the color of her hair. She'll hypnotize your long and dreamy stare. She draws you in with a giggle and a cheeky smile. But you gotta be careful, cause the stories really do last quite a while. Gotta sit back and admire. I'm melting away with the colorful alien style. With more words to say, you're a beautiful one of a kind. And guess what? Fill up my heart with a natural high. You're beautiful, one of a kind. Emotional goodies, but hey, what you got for me today? Well, let's stroll on out there and let the fun begin. Try to keep balance on a rickety old seesaw. Always caught in the middle, never looking like much of a rock.
willing to learn, but you gotta let it teach for a while. But I never understand the complexity of her mind, so to sit back and tropical sky. Come on over me, you'll be totally mesmerized. As you take soul up there on a natural high, you fill up my heart. Ooh, with a natural high, I'm melting away with the colorful elegant style. With more words to say, you're a beautiful.
That was my guest, David Flower with Nemesha. I'll be back after this short break.
The Caloundra RSL is a multi-award-winning social venue offering several restaurants, cafes and bars catering to all tastes and occasions, including casual, family and intimate dining. There's free daily entertainment, members benefits, kids club, meal deals and free courtesy bus. There's something for everyone. October highlights include the Greg Doolan Show, the Tenoirs, Roy Orbison Tribute Show, Darlin and the Moonlight Delights, and the Rock Tribute Show, performing hits from AC/DC, Deep Purple, The Doors, Led Zeppelin and Guns N' Roses. Check the website, caloundrarsl.com.au for details. Caloundra RSL, more than a club, station sponsor.
Come along to the Yandina Country Music Club's Sunday afternoons of country music on the first and third Sundays of every month. Venue is Steggles Road, Yandina, and the entertainment starts at 1 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend, and walk-ups are also welcome to open mic sessions. For more information, phone 0421 484 870. Connecting our Sunshine Coast community. This is 104.9 Sunshine FM.
Today's Sunday Showcase is proudly brought to you by station sponsor, the Caloundra Powerboat Club, where you can enjoy all-day dining every Saturday and Sunday from noon.
Welcome back to Sunday Showcase. I'm Greg McCosker. My studio guest earlier was David Flower, and he mentioned he was going to be playing a gig with another great local talent, Sola, who I've already had on this program previously. Individually, they're great to see, so jointly it would be just sensational. I suggest you get along to see David Flower and Sola. Sola was my very first guest on this program, so here's a track of hers. It's called Lovers, Chocolates and Cherries.
chocolate and cherries. Some speak of chocolate and
I think per head of population, there must be more talent, musical talent anyway, on the Sunshine Coast than anywhere else in the country. That was Solar with Lovers, Chocolate and Cherries. Another great local talent that I've had on the program is Kim Kirkman, who has a fantastic tenor voice. And here's Kim singing Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Feelings.
Kim Kirkman, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Well, the talent on the Sunshine Coast isn't just restricted to individual artists. We have a lot of bands and groups and what have you. So I thought I'd play you a track, or it's actually a medley, an ABBA medley, from the Sunshine Coast Concert Band.
Thank you.
is the Sunshine Coast Concert Band with an ABBA medley. I'm going to leave you this week with a track called Isle of Nymphos from an artist who probably should remain nameless. Suffice to say, I wrote this a few years ago and got a good friend of mine, Ian Cooper, who wrote the Tin Symphony for the Sydney Olympics to put some violin on it. This is Isle of Nymphos. Thanks for joining me. I'm Greg McCosker. Hope you can stay tuned to 104.9 Sunshine FM. See you next week.